9. Ethics and the New Genetics. Many of us who have followed the development of the new genetics are aware of the deep public disquiet that is gathering around the topic. This concern has been raised in relation to everything from cloning to genetic manipulation. There has been a worldwide outcry over the genetic engineering of foodstuffs. It is now possible to create new breeds of plants with far higher yields and far lower susceptibility to disease in order to maximize food production in a world where the increasing population needs to be fed. The benefits are obvious and wonderful. Seedless watermelons, apples that have longer shelf lives, wheat and other grains that are immune to pests when growing in the field, these are no longer science fiction. I have read that scientists are even experimenting to develop farm products such as tomatoes injected with genes from different species of spiders. But by doing these things, we are changing the genetic makeup, and do we really know what the long-term impact will be on the species of plants, on the soil, on the environment? There are obvious commercial benefits, but how do we judge what is really useful? The complex web of interdependence that characterizes the environment makes it seem beyond our capacity to predict. Genetic changes have happened slowly over hundreds of thousands of years of natural evolution. The evolution of the human brain has occurred over millions of years. By actively manipulating the gene, we are on the cusp of forcing an unnaturally quick rate of change in animals and plants, as well as our own species. This is not to say that we should turn our backs on developments in this area. It is simply to point out that we must become aware of the awesome implications of this new area of science. The most urgent questions that arise have to do more with ethics than with science per se, with correctly applying our knowledge and power in relation to the new possibilities opened by cloning, by unlocking the genetic code, and other advances. These issues relate to the possibilities for genetic manipulation, not only of human beings and animals, but also of plants and the environment of which we are all parts. At heart, the issue is the relationship between our knowledge and power on the one hand, and our responsibility on the other. Any new scientific breakthrough that offers commercial prospects attracts tremendous interest and investment from both the public sector and private enterprise. The amount of scientific knowledge and the range of technological possibilities are so enormous that the only limitations on what we do may be the results of insufficient imagination. It is this unprecedented acquisition of knowledge and power that places us in a critical position at this time. The higher the level of knowledge and power, the greater must be our sense of moral responsibility. If we examine the philosophical basis underlying much of human ethics, a clear recognition of the principle that correlates greater knowledge and power with a greater need for moral responsibility serves as a key foundation. Until recently, we could say that this principle had been highly effective. The human capacity for moral reasoning has kept pace with developments in human knowledge and its capacities. But with a new era in biogenetic science, the gap between moral reasoning and our technological capacities has reached a critical point. The rapid increase of human knowledge and the technological possibilities emerging in the new genetic science are such that it is now almost impossible for ethical thinking to keep pace with these changes. Much of what is soon going to be possible is less in the form of new breakthroughs or paradigms in science than in the development of new technological options combined with the financial calculations of business and the political and economic calculations of governments. The issue is no longer whether we should or should not acquire knowledge and explore its technological potentials. Rather, the issue is how to use this new knowledge and power in the most expedient and ethically responsible manner. The area where the impact of the revolution in genetic science may be felt most immediately at present is medicine. Today, I gather, many in medicine believe that the sequencing of the human genome will usher in a new era in which it may be possible to move beyond a biochemical model of therapy to a genetically based model. Already, the very definitions of many diseases are changing as illnesses are found to be genetically programmed into human beings and animals from their conception. While successful gene therapy for some of these conditions may be some way off, it seems no longer beyond the bounds of possibility. Even now, the issue of gene therapy and the associated question of genetic manipulation, especially at the level of the human embryo, are posing grave challenges to our capacity for ethical thinking.